Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. TV Ray Vaughn bringing us back. Mr. SRV, the late, great SRV. Joe Knight is our guest. Our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the leaders over at Kofuko, owner and leader at Business Literacy Institute, business-literacy.com. I encourage you to check it out. A lot of wonderful, standing, plain English financial management resources there, folks. I encourage you to check it out. One of which, Joe, is how to understand the relationship between accounts receivable days and accounts payable days, and why this is important. Now, folks, I'm gonna set you up for this, Joe. You can't do this if you don't have an operating statement, a P&L, and a balance sheet. You can't do this calculation. You have to have those two, don't you, Joe?
Absolutely, you have to. If you don't have financial statements, you don't have much to manage your business. Is what I would say as a finance guy. But once you have those statements, Jim, then you can measure. It's not a hard measure. How many days it takes on average to collect from your customers. That's called accounts receivable days, often called days sales outstanding or DSO.
Or days payable, or sometimes just days payable. Days receivable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Days receivable. And then on the other side of the coin is you can measure how often or how long you're taking to pay your payables, and that's called days payable outstanding, DPO, or days payable. Simple calculation. On the receivable side, what you do is you take your average receivables over several months, how much you have sitting on your from customers that owe you money, and you divide it by your average sales per day over that same period.
Your receivables is one of the lines on your balance sheet. Go ahead, Joe.
And you just take the average of that over a few months, take 3 months, divide by three, and get an average receivable, and then divide it by the sales per day over the same period. Mm-hmm. And what you get is, you know, if you get 45 days in that calculation, it tells you that you're collecting on average in about 45 days. Every time that gets longer, that of cash by a day of sales. So if your sales per day is $10,000 and your DSO goes up 10 days, you just tie $1,000 up in your business that you
right.
don't have.
Right.
And that's a number you need to watch. Now on the other
and
side,
so that's 45 days that you're going without money. So if you grow by 5%. Then that's you increase that number that out of cash number by 5%.
Right, and so on the other side is how you pay your suppliers. And if you're paying your suppliers in 30 days, you do your calculation, and what you do is you take your average payables and divide it by your cost of goods sold per day, because that's where that's charged off.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a number. So let's say you're doing your payables in 30 days, right on contract, and you're collecting in 45. Well, the math isn't going to work for you there. Because as you grow your business, you're going to run out of more and more cash because you're paying your suppliers before you're collecting from your customers.
Or if you're paying people in 45 and you're collecting in 50, that means you're out of money 5 days.
Right.
So, which means that you have to, it's very simple, right, Joe? You just have to come up with that much money. So whatever money you need every day, for those 5 days times five, you've got to come up with that money. So that means you either need to cut costs or borrow the money or don't pay your people. And that's what the big corporations are doing, right? Don't pay your vendors.
Yeah.
Stretch your vendors, which gets you into a situation where you're building bad relationships.
Right. And here's the problem, Tim, is this will happen organically. So if you don't do the math and understand the math,
right.
then one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be several thousand or hundreds of thousands of dollars in the hole, and you say, why did that happen? Well, if you do the math up front and you understand these two metrics, you can get on top of that or get ahead of it by negotiating a credit line,
right.
by raising more capital. But on the day you run out of money to make payroll, it's too late.
You can't go to the bank.
To many of us.
You can't go to the bank and ask for it then. And the other thing is, folks, and this is one of my favorite things to tell people, Joe, is it's possible to succeed yourself out of business. And
Absolutely.
So if you're upside down on your days payable and days receivable and you grow your business, then you just made your, I know you want more sales and I know you're excited, from you, but you just put yourself that much closer to succeeding yourself out of business if you don't have a capitalization strategy.
Yeah, you know, Jim, the problem is it's counterintuitive to a small business owner. We work so hard to drive sales.
Right.
But the solution to the problem, if this is happening, is to slow down your sales, and it's just so counterintuitive.
Do not grow your business significantly unless you understand what your the relationship between your days payable and days receivable. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. It's a fundamental.
And
it's something you should look up. It's easy to look up. You can get those calculations online. My original best-selling book, Financial Intelligence, and the version for entrepreneurs has the calculation right in
it. It's all right there.
You can get your hands on it.
In the book.
Absolutely.
Get it, folks. Joe's the co-author of that book. Hey, Joe, thanks again for being here. Be back soon.
Sure. No problem.
Joe Knight, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.